Equine health is our business. Horses and education are our passion. Welcome to the EquiConnect podcast. Here we will have case-based conversation and talk about interesting news and information with the goal of sharing knowledge, focusing on equine health.
Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the EquiConnect podcast brought to you by McKee Panel Equine Services. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Panel, as always joined by Karen Fell. Hey, Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. And one of the reasons why I'm doing so well is that we have a really fascinating subject. Today, we're going to be talking about VSMT. And many of you might be going, what the heck is that? But hang on, we're going to find out. Today, we are joined with not one, but two of our McKee panel veterinarians. From our Caledon location, we have Dr. Kate Robinson. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks, Mike. Hi.
And from our Campbellville location, we have Dr. Marissa Marquis. Thanks for joining us today, Marissa.
Thanks for having me.
For our new listeners, Marissa, could you please tell us a bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So my name is Dr. Marissa Marquis. Like Mike said, I work out of our Campbellville location here. I graduated from the Ontario Veterinary College in 2015 and then did the course for the veterinary spinal manipulation in 2018, graduating in 2019, and I've been using it as part of my practice ever since.
Excellent. And Kate, tell us about yourself.
Again, Dr. Kate Robinson, working out of our Caledon location. I graduated from St. George's School of Veterinary Medicine in 2009. Joined McKee Powell in 2020 and just became certified in VSMT in 2022. And I love having it as part of my toolkit.
That's great. Thank you, Kate. And I'm sure you're all wondering now, what is VSMT? So Marissa, would you help us out and tell us what VSMT is?
VSMT just stands for Veterinary Spinal Manipulation Therapy. Chiropractor, and chiropractic is a protected term, so no one can call themselves a chiropractor unless they've actually done their schooling as a doctor of chiropractic, just like no one can call themselves a veterinarian unless they've done their schooling to become a veterinarian. When we practice, we're essentially doing the same treatment, but we call it something different.
Tell us about the education. What does it take to become certified or to be able to call yourself VSMT? Kate, tell us about that.
Yeah. To take a recognized course and become certified in VSMT, you first must be a licensed veterinarian or a licensed doctor of chiropractic for people. Some of the courses do allow chiropractic or veterinary students in their final year of studies as well. There's a relatively rigorous application program, so you don't just get to sign up because you want to. You actually have to qualify to take the course first. The course takes place over about 5 to 6 months. The course that both Dr. Marquis and I have taken, at least following COVID, it is a partially online and partially in-person course. There is hands-on and written examinations for each of the 5 modules, and then a final exam that must be passed before you are certified and allowed to use the modality.
The course covers horses and dogs, but I don't know about you, Kate. I haven't adjusted a dog since I took the course.
Just my own, yeah.
Just horses here.
Marissa, why did you decide to add VSMT to your toolbox?
I've had a lot of great mentors through my career that were already doing spinal manipulation. And I know from myself, having received chiropractic care, how much it changes my mobility and my comfort. So I really wanted to be able to add that in, both for our performance horses, but also just for general comfort, and especially kind of in our geriatric horse population, that I knew there was more we could be doing that was above and beyond pharmaceuticals and traditional joint care. So I was really excited to be able to add that in.
And Kate, yourself, why did you add VSMT to your toolbox?
I guess similar reasons, but I was really inspired actually in the third year of veterinary school. We had a veterinarian that was certified in VSMT come and talk to our class. It really opened my eyes. Before that, I wasn't even aware that this type of therapy existed for horses. Similarly to Dr. Marquis, chiropractic care for myself has made a world of difference in being able to function as an equine vet on a daily basis. from early on in my veterinary career and even as a student. It was something that I was very interested in. Timing, et cetera, didn't work out until much later in my career to become certified. But I was really excited to have the opportunity to do that once I came to McKee Pownall and now to be able to use that as a very regular part of my practice.
And I don't know about you, Kate, but it's a nice added bonus that horses like me again.
Yes. Like 99% of them, because there is the 1% or so that really do not like VSMT.
Well, that's an interesting question. And it's one we didn't think about before, but you've added this to your repertoire. And what was the case that you had that you made? Oh, I'm so glad I did this. Like what? Wow. It was worth all of the studying to do it. Marissa, we'll start with you.
Oh, wow. I don't know that I could pick a single case, but there are so many little moments, especially when I first started. I knew the science, I believed in it, but there's still those moments where you do an adjustment, you describe the problem that the horse is having, and then you get that text the next morning that says, wow, they're 100% better. They got their lead changed today, or they're trotting way straighter. We're going to win this race next week. Like those are those moments where you're like, wow, I guess I did that.
How about you, Kate?
That's really cool. I actually had a pretty cool highlight just a couple of weeks ago. I saw a 17-year-old appendix quarter horse for the first time that's used as a junior hunter. I was asked to see him just to help with typical musculoskeletal performance, you know, have him more comfortable going into the show season, essentially. And as an aside, I'd never seen this horse before, but was warned that he had chronic fecal water syndrome that another veterinarian in our practice was trying to help the horse out with. So I did my assessment, did the adjustments as indicated, recommended that I see him again 2 weeks later, just because he had some pretty significant stiffness in his lumbar spine and wanted to stay on top of that. And it was really cool. The owner was so excited to see me at that 2 week mark, 24 hours after the adjustment. Not only was he feeling way better under saddle, more forward, a little sassy even, which is kind of cute for him. His fecal water syndrome resolved and stayed resolved. What? Yeah. Yeah. Which was completely unexpected and not even part of the reason that I was treating him, but just speaks to how amazing this modality can be. And if you've got an irritated nerve in your spine, that nerve is going to different organs, etc., and helping them to function. And if that nerve is unhappy, the organ that is supplied by that nerve might also be unhappy. So that was a really, really cool experience for me recently.
Yeah, that's right. A case study about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Wow. On the flip side of that, have you been to an appointment where you went to do spinal manipulation and it actually ended up being perhaps a different type of appointment that you went to and you actually used another tool that's in your veterinarian toolbox?
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I think especially at the initial appointments where we do a little bit more of a thorough look of the horse go, you know, sometimes we'll pick up on a more significant lameness that, you know, we need to veer off and use our more traditional lameness tools. So, you know, I've had appointments where we are called out to do VSMT and end up, you know, doing blocking and imaging instead because that's more appropriate for that particular horse at that particular time. Doesn't mean we're not going to come back and use VSMT as part of our prescribed therapies for that horse. But sometimes we do need to pivot a little bit to make sure that we are providing the most appropriate care at that moment in time.
Yeah. And I would say in addition to that, when we do see horses frequently for kind of routine VSMT treatments, you get to know that horse so well. And not just their biomechanics, but just the horse as a whole. So sometimes you'll go and say, you know what, this isn't how you normally move. Something has changed here. Or recently I had a horse that we were adjusting and I looked at the owner and said, what? Her energy is so off today. Like, is something going on? And we delved a little bit deeper into the recent history and a lot had changed in her management and her exercise routine and her herd dynamics. And ended up this horse had developed gastric ulcers and it kind of just came from this feeling of like, this is not who she normally is. And it's a really beautiful thing about spending that time kind of intimately with the horse that you really get to know them well.
Yeah, I think it really highlights that, I guess, the value of being a veterinarian and the SMT practitioner, because you know, have that whole horse look at it, and you're seeing it frequently for other things. That's really, really interesting. So you just talked about something, Marissa, about that, you know, you did some routine progress exams. So I know you have an initial exam or treatment and a progress treatment. So can you explain what the difference is between the two of them, Marissa?
Sure. So for us on our initial exam, we're going to be doing kind of a mixture of, I don't know, our two hats. So our VSMT hat and our vet hat. So I do a full horse palpation like I would any lameness exam with additional joint mobilization from the VSMT side. And then we're also going to watch the horse move on the lunge line, potentially under saddle if that's what's needed, do flexions, and get a whole horse view of how they're moving biomechanically and if there's any areas of pain or joint inflammation or anything like that. And then in the initial exam, that's when we really get to know the horse and how they're going to respond to the adjustments as well. And then your progress exam, depending on the horse, I do usually still watch them move, but I'm usually not doing repeat flexions at every one of those exams, and then doing adjustments and treatment as needed.
Very cool. So now we come to our section called Myth Busters, because like a lot of things that involve with horses, there's a lot of, this is how we've always done it, or myths have developed. So Kate, talk to us about adjustments involve cracking bones, myth or reality?
Myth. VSMT is really just about asking a single specific joint to move. If a crack does happen, it's not cracking a bone. Cracking a bone is breaking a bone. Just a cavitation, so some gas letting go from within the joint, or maybe a tendon moving over the joint that makes that noise. The other thing that I think is important to add on to that is the myth that if we don't hear a big crack, we didn't get a good adjustment. We don't need to hear a big crack to have improved the movement of the particular joint that we are adjusting.
Well, actually, I'll add to that. It's really interesting. I have become involved in teaching the course as well since graduating, and humans cavitate on almost every adjustment. Dogs and horses really don't. So when the human chiropractors are learning this on animals, it takes a lot for them to get their brain around not getting that auditory feedback that they've got a good adjustment. Whereas coming from the veterinary side, I never expect it. Horses will cavitate. For me, sometimes I get a cavitation in their neck, very rarely in their lumbar spine. I had a really big one in the lumbar spine the other day and it scared me. It jumped. I'm not used to it. I'm not expecting it. I don't know about you, Kate. Is that where you get them the most?
Yeah. And I finish pretty much every appointment with a tail pull. And I would say pretty frequently, I'll get one or two on my tail pull as well.
Well, that dispels another myth. And that is that, you know, horses are too big for you to manipulate their spine.
I'll confess that I was one of those people that thought that before I actually saw spinal manipulation being done and understood the physiology and the neurophysiology of what's happening. And like Kate said, you're not trying to adjust a whole horse. You are putting force and speed through a single joint at a time. And we can definitely affect the joints in that way.
All right. Good.
We'll move along to our next myth here. So perhaps, Marissa, you can help with this one. And that is VSMT appointments are only useful for high performance horses.
Myth. I'm not a high performance athlete, and I most definitely benefit from my chiropractic adjustments. It's all about whole horse comfort and biomechanics, and whether they're using those biomechanics to go over a 1.90 meter jump or to walk up to their round bale comfortably, I don't care. I just want the horse to be comfortable. And you can absolutely help affect the horse's balance and gait and comfort, and apparently fecal water syndrome, with chiropractic or VSMT.
Our last MythBuster, Kate. I have heard that once you begin doing VSMT, the horse will need appointments throughout its life. Myth or reality?
I think that that's a myth, but I think that most horses, you're going to find
some mild restrictions almost anytime you go over them in a VSMT assessment. And more than likely, they will benefit from having those restrictions adjusted. But certainly that doesn't mean that because I found a severe restriction at C6 on the right side of the horse's neck, that is going to be a forever problem for that horse. And I have to see it every 6 weeks for the rest of its life to keep that in check.
This has been all very informative, very educational, which is what we love to do, is to inform, educate. So at the same time, we have a special that we're rolling out, a big package of our prepaid VSMT packages. Signing up for one of these packages will save clients 10%, including call fees. So signing up for new VSMT packages for somebody that has not had an additional VSMT assessment will save clients over $250. So this package includes an initial assessment, a recheck 2 weeks after the initial visit, and then a 4 to 6 week progress VSMT treatment intervals for the year for a total of 8 treatments. And along with that, those horses that we have been seeing for VSMT, the returning VSMT package saves clients over $150 and includes 4 to 6 week progress treatment intervals for the year for a total of 7 treatments. And those clients who are on our wellness plans save an additional 5% for a total of 15% savings on these packages. So if you have any questions, please contact your nearest McKee Pownall location.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Kate and Dr. Marissa. We've had a pleasure talking to you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much to our listeners for tuning into our episode of the EquiConnect podcast. If you happen to have something that you would like to listen to, a topic, suggestion, please contact us and let us know. We'd love to talk about it.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Me too.
This podcast is not a substitute for regular and emergency veterinary care. Our purpose is to inform and educate horse people not to diagnose and treat medical conditions without a valid veterinary client-patient relationship.